Blog Talk Radio.
Reality Rules. Reality Rules. What's going on in the reality world? We have a show for you tonight coming to you live from Conroe, Texas. It's Andrew Gibson and producer Mama S. Tonight, we're going to be recapping the amazing race from first to last and our first ever Reality Rules Mini Extreme Mini. Five people competing for round one of our Big Brother mini series in October. It's going to be...
All right, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties there with the audio, but that's okay. What's going on? Reality Rules tonight. We have an episode for you. It's going to be awesome. A lot going on, a lot planned. We're going to jump right into it tonight. Mama S, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Ready for this mini. Excited about it. Everybody
we're doing
chance to vote in the poll who they think is going to win.
We're doing a first ever kind of thing, and I'm getting some feedback in here, which is always fun. Oh, I know what it is. I've got that up. All right, there we go. So we got that all figured out. We've got a good mini tonight. We've got five great players ready to play and duel it out tonight for us. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be exciting. We're going to get to that in about 10 to 15 minutes. Before we do, let's jump into the amazing race last night. We're going to do our amazing race recaps a little different. I'm going to give you my rankings, 1 to 10 of who is left in the amazing race, and we're going to just go who I think. This might be the order they placed in, but it's also just based on the last episode, how I think everybody did and how I would rank them. It was an entertaining episode last night. I was sad with who left. We'll get to that. They'll always be whoever left will always be number 10 or 9 or the last one. But we're going to start. My number one ranking here going into the Amazing Race after episode last night has to be Justin and Diana. Has to be the green team. Whether I like them personally or not, I haven't decided. I haven't really made up my mind yet. They're really ruffling some feathers with some other contestants and not a lot of people's favorite. But Justin and Diana have to be the best people right now. I mean, week one, they almost won that leg. If it wasn't for the fast forward, they would have been first there. They competed hard. They came in first last night. They're just a team to beat. They're the team to be troubled with right now. So my number one spot going into the Amazing Race is going to go to the green team, Justin and Diana. The second team that I have ranked second on my list right now is Team Texas. It's the two guys. They're obviously buff. They had a little struggle with the dancing competition, but they were still able to pull through. They were able to get through it, and they were able to get in second place. Here's my issue and where I Team Texas's downfall, and I almost ranked them lower than this just because of this mistake. The very last of the race, they're really pulling up to the mat in about fourth place, and they say, oh, it's a foot race. Let's sprint it to the end and try to get second. You're talking, I mean, seconds between these two things, and this leg doesn't mean anything. So they sprint to the finale, and one of the guys on Team Texas pulls a hamstring trying to get to second place. Now this is going to affect him longer on in the race because he's hurt, and he's hurting himself by trying to shave 10 seconds off of the leg and trying to get in second place. But placement really doesn't matter as long as you're not last. Team Texas has to look at the bigger picture and stop trying to be so competitive in each competition and start to play this race. It was a big mistake that they made. I was screaming at the television as we're reeling them. I mean, they're sprinting to the finale, and he ends up pulling a hamstring. So they're going to come in at second to me. Third is Kelsey and Joey, the news anchors. For me, they're smart. They're quick. They're used to thinking on their feet. I think they're going to progress very, very nicely in this race. I am going through this kind of quick. Number four is Cindy and Rick, the doctors. Again, they're just able to progress very well through these challenges. They're able to progress very well through these different things. And it's just working very well for them. It's working very, very good. And so I think that they're going to go far in this situation. My fifth team is Logan and Chris, the paparazzis. We saw a little bit of argumentation with them last night. We saw a little bit of fighting with them last night. But in the long run, they're still just very quick thinkers. They're used to being in spotlight. They're used to having to go through things. And they're very, very fun to watch. Now, number six might be a surprise to you. I have them ranked at six, but they actually came in second to last, and that's Jasmine and Danielle, our track stars. You know, they got a little mixed up in the shuffle here, and I don't know really exactly how all that came down, but at the end of the day, they're strong competitors, and I think they're going to find a way to get it done. It could hurt them in the long run. I could see them being one of those second-to-last place teams on several different occasions, but in the long run, I really, really think that they're going to stick around for a while. Seventh is Denise and James, the mother-son. I'm just not a huge Denise and James fan. I think that what they're doing and their story is a little talked up for the show. I'm just not – in the long run, I think they're out in the next 2 to 3 episodes. But they're coming in rank at 7 and 8, 7th. Eighth place for me is the cheerleaders, Tiffany and Krista. Kristen, again, the only reason I think they're still in it was a dance challenge this week, and dance is something that obviously they excel in. So that's who we're going to go with on that, with Tiffany and Krista. Number nine is Ernest and Jen, the dancers. Just not a huge fan of them, honestly, in my opinion. I think they're just not going to have a huge reason. I think they're not going to have a huge – their story is what's kind of keeping them here, but they're at the edge of the pack, and they said they don't care. They don't mind being at the end as long as they're not eliminated, but at the end of the game, I just don't think they're going to stick around. And in my 10th place, obviously, the people eliminated last night, Alex and Adam, are dwarf cousins that were playing this season of The Amazing Race. They were so fun to watch. I was rooting for them. I really wanted Ernest and Jen to go home last night, but they found a way to get it, knocking our cousins out of the scenario here and hurting them in the long run. Watching them dance, watching them play, watching them compete, it was just really a fun thing to watch, and I was so sad to see them go. So that is our Amazing Race recap. I told y'all it was going to be fast and furious. We're looking at possibly so we can get into some other scenarios and some longer in this, moving this to another day so it doesn't interfere with our mini-minis. But we'll see how all that goes. Let me know on our Facebook page what you thought of last night's episode, who your number one team is, and who you think will be eliminated next. I think that either Ernest and Jen or Denise and James will probably be the ones to go home next week. So the wait is over. Let's get this extreme mini mini started. Night on Reality Rules. We have our first ever extreme mini mini. Five people compete for power and a chance in our championship round at the end of the month. Our cast tonight, Daniel, Miranda, Cody, Bree, and Billy. Who will survive, who will be voted out, and who will reign champion at the end of the night? Tune in now as we get started with our big brother, Extreme Mini Mini by Reality Rules. Now, since we recorded that, we've actually had a change in our cast. Cody was not able to get on at the last minute, so we have him replaced with somebody that I'm super excited about, and we will definitely introduce that here at the end. I'm not going to tell you who it is yet, but I'm super excited about. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to get this started. I'm going to unmute them one by one. I'm going to give them 30 seconds to introduce themselves, and once they introduce themselves, we'll go to the next person, and then we'll get straight into our first HOH. So first on my call list here that we're going to introduce tonight is Miranda. Miranda, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How about you?
Pretty good. You excited to play?
Yeah, I'm definitely excited.
Good. All right. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, who you are, and we'll go from there.
My name's Miranda, and I am from Lowell, Massachusetts, and I'm pretty excited because I don't really play minis a lot, but I wanted to see what this was all about.
Awesome, and this one's going to be a little different than normal. So let's see. Awesome. Miranda, and we also have a poll up in our Reality Rules Facebook page. Vote for who you think will do the best and who you think is going to come out on top tonight. Next up tonight, we have Bree. Bree, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Tell our listeners, introduce yourself. Tell who you are and where you're from.
I'm Bree. I'm from New York.
Awesome. Next up, we have Billy Lawrence. Billy, what's going on tonight? Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, who you are, and where you're from.
Alrighty. My name is Bill Lawrence. I am currently residing in Woodstock, Illinois. I am a student at Augustana College. I'm a lifeguard during the summer. And I'm an okay common orger, I guess. I don't know.
I guess
we'll see.
We'll see tonight how you do.
Yeah, I hope.
Next up, we have Daniel. Daniel, how are you tonight? Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from.
I'm doing good. My name is Daniel. I'm 35 years old. I'm from Lowell, Massachusetts. I'm a Leo. I like long walks on the beach, candlelit dinners. Looking forward to doing this, and I'm ready to go.
Awesome. And as we said, Cody wasn't able to make it tonight, but I think we have a better replacement all the way from a whole nother country farther from me. Alex Viver, why don't you introduce yourself, who you are, where you're from?
Hey, so my name is Cody. Just kidding. My name is Alex. I am 17 years old. I'm from Germany. I would say an org rookie at the moment, yet to become a veteran in like a year or something. And yeah, I host games, I play games, and that's really all I can say about myself.
And also, just so y'all know, the Big Bro Vival commercials we've been playing, this is your host. So applications are still open, I think, and you can definitely get with Alex about applying for Big Bro Vival 3, Blood vs. Water. All right, so we've gone over the rules. I want to go over a couple quick things before we get this started. We will have a five-minute connection. If at some point you drop from this call at any point, you'll have 5 minutes to get back on. If you don't get on in 5 minutes, we won't evict you. We'll continue the game, but you will be automatically nominated at the next eviction ceremony. You all have Facebook chats open with me and Susan. All trivia questions and times and votes will be sent to there. You'll need to have that chat open and ready, because when we ask any kind of question, you'll have 10 seconds to respond to the answer in your chat. Each competition will go over the rules before and make sure everything is ready. Are there any questions before we start about this game? Awesome. We have one. What is it?
Can we just start already?
We're going to start right now. Our first head of household competition is a fun game. It's a luck plus skill type game, and we are going to be playing higher or lower. Before this game started, I randomized a list of 100 numbers. It has already been in front of me. It's already printed, and it has been sent to Susan. I will tell you the number, and you will tell me whether it is higher or lower. We will go in an order that has been predetermined. The order will be Daniel, Alex, Billy, Miranda, and Bree. If you get a number wrong, you will be eliminated from the competition. Are there any questions about how this – you can say your answer higher or lower out loud on this call. Are there any questions about how this competition will work? Awesome.
Looking you off so hard right now.
Number.
Let's get started. Daniel, you are first, and your number is 42.
Higher?
The second number is 29. Daniel, I'm sorry you've been eliminated from this head of household competition.
Ouch.
Oh,
Alex, you are next up. The number is 29. Do you want to say higher or lower than 29?
I'm going to go higher.
The next number is 37. Congratulations, Alex. You make it to round two. Billy,
Woo!
You are up. The number is 37.
I'm going to have to say higher.
The next number is 60. Congratulations, Billy. You've made it to round two. Miranda, you are up next. Do you think the number is higher or lower than 60?
Lower.
The next number was 86. I'm sorry, Miranda. You have been eliminated from this head of household competition. Bree, you are up next. The number is 86. Do you think it is higher or lower?
Lower.
Lower than 86. The number was 28. So, Bree, you are correct. You will go to round two. Round two, we'll go back to Alex. Alex, the number is 28. Do you think it is higher or lower than 28?
I'm going to look at my lucky stars and say lower.
The number was 73. Alex, I'm sorry you've been eliminated from the head of household competition. Billy, the number is 73. Do you think it is higher or lower than 73?
Lower.
lower. I'm sorry, the answer was 77. That makes Bree our first head of household. Congratulations, Bree. You'll have about 3 to 4 minutes to make your decision. I'm going to ask a couple questions around the board as we go here. Daniel, you were the first person eliminated from the 10 of household. How you feeling right now?
Nah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Alex, you kind of. Alex, you had a pretty easy number. There were only about 30 something that could be lower than you, and you took a risk and it didn't pay off. How do you think that's going to affect you as we move forward?
Andrew, in a game of higher or lower, you never know what's going to happen. You can have number 2, and 1 could be the fucking answer. So.
Absolutely.
Whatever happens.
I've had those things happen to me before, so I do agree completely. Bree, you won head of household. How you feeling?
I have no words for it. I want to be the first one. So.
With great power comes great responsibility. Here's how we're going to do it. Whenever you're ready, I want you to do a key ceremony. We're going to go old-fashioned, Big Brother. Tell me who is the first person that is safe from the nomination.
The first person nominee. Is Alex,
congratulations. You have your key. Bree, who is the second person safe, leaving 2 nominees?
The safe is Billy.
Billy is safe. So our first nominees are Daniel and Miranda. Bree, would you like to say anything to the nominees as to why they are nominated?
It's really hard. Like, pick people first. I'm sorry, guys.
Absolutely. It's hard. Daniel, any response to Bree as to why you're nominated?
No, not really. Kind of expected it, honestly.
Miranda, anything you want to say to Bree?
Not really. I expected it, too.
Awesome. Well, it's no surprises here in the first round of our Extreme Mini-Mini. All right, so I'm going to turn it over to Mama S, who is going to be hosting our Power of Veto competition. Mama S, I will give it all to you.
Okay, for every Power of Veto, it will be pop culture trivia. I will give you the category, a question, and you will have 10 seconds to answer in your little chat that we all have going. The first person to get it right will win the Power of Veto, and everybody plays. Are you guys ready for the question?
So our private one or in the group one?
The private one.
Oh,
if you get it right, you get a point, right?
Yes, we are playing to 3.
Okay. And if you all get to 3 at the same time, there are tiebreaker questions.
Isn't it the first one?
Okay, are you guys ready for the first question?
Yeah, 10 seconds to answer.
What movie depicts Dr. Malcolm Sawyer's discovery that the drug L-DOPA could rouse patients from a sleeping sickness?
The what?
Read the question one more time, Susan.
What movie depicts Dr. Malcolm Sawyer's discovery that the drug L-DOPA could rouse patients from a sleeping sickness? And we have our first point.
You have
Alex
5 seconds left
point.
To answer.
Wait.
Hold on 1 second. Don't say it yet because anybody that gets it right gets a point.
Billy has a point.
Yay.
Miranda has a point.
Oh my God, I don't know what.
And time is up. So after question 1, Alex, Miranda, and Billy have 1 point.
Yes, Daniel answered a bit too late.
And what was the correct answer?
The correct answer was Awakening.
Awesome. So question number 1, Alex 1, Miranda 1, Billy 1. Let's go to question number 2.
Okay, question number 2 is going to be a sports question. What 1988 NBA team, expansion team, was slated to be called the Spirit until fans rebelled?
One more time.
What 1988 NBA expansion team was slated to be called the Spirit
You have 10
Alex
seconds.
Alex has a point.
Wait.
He has a point. Miranda has a point. Daniel is incorrect.
3, 2,
and Billy
1.
Has a point.
So everybody but Daniel.
Daniel has answered it wrong. The correct answer was the Charlotte Hornets.
Awesome. So we now,
okay,
after two questions, have Alex at 2, Miranda at 2, Billy at 2, and Bree at 1. Daniel has a goose egg. If you get this right, and we have 3, we will
I'm
go
a
to
horrible Google. What can I say?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Question number 3.
Are we ready?
Yeah. I'm ready.
Question number 3.
Yep.
This is a buzz question. What entertainer was the first person inducted to the Las Vegas Walk Hall of Fame of Stars?
What?
One more time.
What entertainer was the first person inducted into the Las Vegas Walk of Stars?
10 seconds.
Guys, you shouldn't have to Google this one. Miranda is correct. Alex is incorrect.
And time is up.
Daniel got it in time. He is correct. Billy, you would have gotten it in time, but you are also incorrect. So Daniel and Miranda are the only two that got the point this round.
So with that being said, our power of veto winner is Miranda.
Who was the answer?
Wayne Newton.
Congratulations, Miranda. You have won the power of veto. I'll give you about 2 or 3 minutes to not only for you to decide. That's pretty obvious for you, but for Bree to figure out what she wants to do. So, Miranda, how does it feel to have safety around your neck right now?
Pretty good, considering I'm nominated.
So my next question is for Billy. Billy, there's only 2 choices left for Bree. How are you feeling in terms of safety here?
I mean, I'm 50-50. You never know what will happen. I feel safe, but it depends. It depends on what's on her mind.
You literally are 50-50.
Yeah.
You have a 50-50 shot. All right, with that being said, Daniel, I will give you a chance to speak to Miranda on whether she should use the power of veto on you or not.
Don't use it on me. Use it on yourself. Duh.
Okay. Miranda, I need your decision. Will you use the power of veto?
Yeah, I'm obviously going to use it on myself.
Awesome. Bree, I need a replacement nominee.
I'm going to put up Alex.
Oh, my God. I'm so surprised, America.
Shocker. Can't put your boyfriend.
Alex and Daniel are our nominees going into the first eviction. I will give you each an opportunity to address the house and tell us why you should stay in the Big Brother house. Daniel, we will start with you.
Well, feel free to save me if you would like. I'm pretty sure this is going to come down to Bree's choice. So, yeah, Bree, thank you. I'm cool. I like that.
Alex, why should you stay in the Big Brother house?
Well, you know, I think it's pointless to put please put Miranda because, I mean, Miranda. Oh, my God, I did not just call her Miranda. Miranda, because she's obviously going to play for hubby. So, Billy, please just evict Daniel. And Bree, please just evict Daniel because they're a married couple, you know.
We're not married.
They're not married yet, I don't think.
Where's married as Bree and Billy are.
Bree and Billy are. All right, with that being said, it is time to vote. Billy and Miranda, please send your vote into your chat. It is time to vote. We will now ask another question. Billy, I'm going to go back to you. This is a game of 5 people here. What do you think about the game so far? How does having such a small cast affect how you play?
I kind of know who it's going. Right off the bat, you know, Miranda are engaged. You know, nothing to really separate those two, as much as they'll say. Yeah, but you know what? We have power first week.
All right.
It's luck of the draw. I mean, it was literally luck of the draw.
The votes are in house guests. Once the votes are in, the
I can't hear what you're doing.
Jury, I have votes of one. Bree, as head of household, you have to break the tie. The vote is 1-1. Please say out loud who you would like to evict.
I would like to evict Daniel.
Oh, I'm going to see that.
Daniel, do you have anything to say to your house guest?
Nah, just mute me.
All right, you're going to be muted. Thanks, buddy. Awesome. All right.
Hey,
congratulations.
Can I give you a suggestion?
Yeah, I need to turn the music down. I got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Congratulations on surviving, Alex. We will now go into your final four head of household competition. It is quick. It is going on. So our final four HOH competition is a little game I like to call categories. Categories will be a little different than you might be used to playing in a regular mini. Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to give you a predetermined order, and I will say a category. When I say the category, we will go in the same order the entire time. You will have 3 seconds to name something that falls in that category. If you say something that was said before or you run out of time, you will be eliminated from the competition. Does everybody understand?
Are we speaking it or
you will speak it out loud. Only I will say the name of the person in order so you will remember. If it is not your turn, please do not speak or they can steal your answer. I'll say your name. Once the time I finish your name, you will have 3 seconds to say something in that category.
Okay.
I'm not going to compete.
Bree is outgoing head of household. You do not compete. All right. Our order for this first round will be Miranda, Alex, and Billy. Miranda, Alex, and Billy, is everybody ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Your first category is fast food restaurant. Miranda, 3 seconds.
McDonald's.
Alex, 3 seconds.
KFC.
Billy, 3 seconds.
Burger King.
Miranda, 3 seconds.
Wendy's.
Alex, 3 seconds.
Subway.
Billy, 3 seconds.
Jimmy John's.
Miranda, 3 seconds.
Jack in the Box.
Alex, 3 seconds.
Pizza Hut.
Billy, 3 seconds.
Chipotle.
Miranda, 3 seconds.
Arby's.
Alex, 3 seconds.
Domino's.
Billy, 3 seconds.
Parties.
Billy, I'm sorry, time expired.
Wait, I thought you said Arby's. Wait, my time expired?
Yes.
I said it right after you said something.
I didn't hear it. It came in late for me. I'm sorry, Billy.
That's bullshit.
Miranda and Alex, you are our final two competing in this head of household. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, my God.
Hold on 1 second. Okay, I'm being challenged by our other host. She's saying she did hear Billy say it. I must have misheard it. So we will continue the round.
I
Billy.
Said Arby's already before him.
Yeah, Miranda had already said Arby's, too.
I said Hardee's.
That's what I thought he said. I thought he said Hardee's, yeah. Okay, Billy, we'll go to – it used to be Carl's Jr. All right, Miranda, we'll pick back up in you in 3 seconds, go.
Popeye's.
Alex, 1.
Domino's.
You already said
you already said.
I said that? Yeah, I don't remember because – this threw me off, so whatever.
Sorry, Alex. All right.
Yeah, I have a bad short-term memory, so when everything comes at me, I deleted the list of things that were set to, so.
Sorry, that was a little bit of my fault, but we're going to continue on with Miranda and Billy. Your next category is states.
Is what?
States in the United States. The 50 states.
Okay.
All right, here we go. We're going to start with Miranda. 3.
Massachusetts.
2. Billy.
Virginia.
Miranda.
Maine.
Billy.
Connecticut.
Miranda.
New York.
Billy.
Rhode Island.
Miranda.
New Hampshire.
Billy?
Vermont.
Miranda?
Tennessee.
Billy?
Kentucky.
Miranda?
Florida.
Billy?
Georgia.
Miranda?
Alaska.
Billy?
Hawaii.
Miranda?
California.
Billy?
Oregon.
Miranda?
Washington.
Billy?
Montana.
Miranda?
Idaho.
Billy?
Colorado.
Miranda?
Nevada.
Billy?
Texas.
Miranda?
Wyoming.
Billy?
Pennsylvania.
Miranda?
Michigan.
Billy?
Illinois.
Miranda?
North Dakota.
Oh, that was close. Billy?
South Dakota.
Miranda? I'm sorry, Miranda. Time did expire. Billy, congratulations. You are our next head of household. You will have just a couple of minutes to make your decision. It is Final Four house guests, so remember, veto is where it is at. But we will move forward. Billy, are you ready to make a decision, or do you need a minute or two?
Unless you had questions for everybody, I can go right ahead.
If you're ready, let's go ahead and progress this game. Billy, who is the one person that is safe leading your two nominees and why they are nominated?
I mean, is it obvious that Bree is safe?
Just a little.
Yeah. It's more, well, Miranda, if you would have, you or Daniel would have won power, me and Bree would have been the ones nominated, and Alex, you know, most likely if, unless Miranda wins, I don't see you going. So
awesome.
You
so you're pretty much saying Miranda is your target.
Not that she's my target. It's more like, I don't know.
She's the person you expect to go this round, so she'd be your target, right?
I don't know how Bree's going to vote.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. With that being said, I'll turn it back over to Susan, who will give you your round two power veto.
Okay, it's going to be the same rules. You're going to answer in your private things that you have chats you have going with Andrew and I. I will read the question twice, and it'll work like the same. So your first question is going to be fads. What Japanese beverage outfit embraces the motto, "He that fear he drinks, thinks fear"? What Japanese beverage outfit embraces the motto, "He that drinks beer, thinks beer"?
I have no idea.
10 seconds.
Wait, where are you?
What Japanese beverage outfit embraces the motto, "He that drinks beer, thinks beer"? Billy,
three,
you are incorrect.
3, 2, 1. Time is up. Nobody received the point. Guys, just so you know, for the rest of the power of veto ceremony, our competition, I'm going to mute you so we don't hear your typing in the background. So as POV goes on, you will be muted. If you have any questions, ask them in your chat.
Okay.
Okay, we will move on to the next question. It's going to be, the category is TV. What rocker needed 40 stitches to close a leg wound after a tragic chainsaw mishap on his VH1 reality show? Again, what rocker needed 40 stitches to close a leg wound after a tragic chainsaw mishap on his VH1 reality show?
10 seconds.
Alex has it right. Billy has it right. Miranda does not have it right.
Okay. So Alex won. Billy won. And we'll go to the next question.
And the answer was Ted Nugent. Okay, this one will be movies. What Kevin Spacey movie was partially inspired by a real-life murderer, John List, who killed his family and then vanished for 17 years? Again, what Kevin Spacey movie was partially inspired by real-life murderer John List, who killed his family, then vanished for 17 years?
10 seconds. Five seconds.
Alex, that is in...
3, 2, 1. Time has expired.
Miranda got the point with Usual Suspects. Billy and Alex's answers were incorrect.
And with that, we are tied to 1 point apiece going into question number 3.
Okay, question number 3. I'm sorry, excuse me. Question number 3 will be music. What Madonna song advises, "So if you want it right now, then make him show you how"? Again, what Madonna song advises, "So if you want it right now, then make him show you how"?
10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I see a type. I'll let that person finish.
Alex, Billy, and Miranda got it right.
We are at 2 points apiece going into the fourth question.
Okay, the fourth question, excuse me, is going to be a sports question. What Celtic star did Cornbread Maxwell nickname Chief for his resemblance to the one Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest character? What Celtic star did Cornbread Maxwell nickname Chief for his resemblance to the One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest character?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. I see someone typing, so I'll let them finish. 1. And everybody answered different. So whoever gets this correct will be the head of house, or will be the power veto winner. And the answer is Susan.
Robert Parrish. Miranda got it correct.
Miranda, our veto queen. I'll bring everybody back off of mute. Congratulations, Miranda. You have won the power of veto yet again.
Good job.
Congrats.
I am obviously going to use it on myself.
Miranda, as the power of veto has used it, Billy, you have no other option but to put Bree on the block next to Alex. Bree and Alex, you are our final nominees for this round. I will give you just a second to get your case as to why you should stay. Bree, I will let you go first. Bree, are you there? Bree.
Is she
no,
unmuted?
I can't hear you, Bree.
Maybe you didn't unmute her.
No, she's unmuted. Let me try. I'll mute her again and bring her back and see if that works. Bree, are you there?
Hello?
All right, we can hear you now.
Okay. I do. Okay. So, if you should keep me because Alex is really good at comp, and if you keep me, you have a better chance of losing. But yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Bree. Alex.
Well, Miranda, it's clearly obvious that Bree and Billy have something going here. So if you evict me, you basically seal your fate for third place. So this is your shot to have a better shot at making it to the final two with me and Billy, rather than basically securing third with Bree and Billy. So make the right choice.
Okay. Thank you very much. Miranda, you are the sole vote to evict. There's no need in you typing it. Why don't you, whenever you're ready, turn to your house guest and make your decision.
I mean, obviously, Alex has a point, and they went after us for the same reason, so I'm going to have to vote Bree.
Bree, by a vote of 1-0, you have been evicted from the Big Brother house. Do you have anything to say to your house guests before you leave?
Have fun, guys.
Thanks, Bree. Stay on the call. We'll be bringing you back in for jury. Congratulations, final three. Let's take a second. I want to hear from each of you. This has been a five-person game. It kind of happens quick. You're already at the final head of household. What do you think about the game so far, and what do you think going into the final three? I'll start with you, Alex.
Well, I want to win this because I don't want to go in this game being on the block every single time that I could possibly be.
Absolutely. Alex has been nominated both times. But so has Miranda and been able to save herself both times. Miranda, what do you think going into this game so far and going into the final three HOH?
Obviously, with Jan not here, I am a free agent, so why not keep me?
Billy, same question.
What's the question?
What do you think about the game so far, the fact that you're already at final three, and what is your one thought going into the final three?
My thought is that we had a great cast, and I hold hard feelings no matter what. As you can tell, I've been very vocal. So to the both of you, if I'm brought, you pretty much have an easy win just because I've been kind of vocal about my feelings.
Awesome. All right, the final HOH will get to now. It will be three parts. The first part will be a luck but skill-based competition. The second part will be a trivia question, and then the third part will be a skill-based competition. For your first head of household, we will be playing Blackjack. I have random.org playing card shuffler up. I will start with giving each of you one card, one at a time, and then I will go back through and give you each a second card. I will then go to the beginning, and you each will get the option of hitting, staying, or holding at the cards that you have. The order has been randomized, and I will give Billy his first card now. Billy, your first card is an ace. Miranda, you will get your next card. Miranda, your first card is a three. Alex, you will get your next card. Alex, your card is a five. Now I will be private messaging you each what your next card is.
So, is an ace a one?
An ace is a one or an 11.
Holy shit. Okay.
And I'm messaging you each right now in private what your next card is. I will not tell you whether the other people have busted or what they have done as they have gone. I will just reveal what the card was. Okay, so Billy, you are up first. Would you like to hit or stay? I will put your numbers in the what you have currently. Would you like to hit or stay?
Hit me.
Okay.
Wait. What's
I will hit you, Billy. I will hit you in the face.
Billy, your card is a five. I will put in your chat what your number is, and you tell me whether you would like to hit or stay.
I'm going to stay for right now.
Well, this is if you stay here, you're staying for the whole thing. I need an answer.
Hit me.
Putting your new number in your chat, please let me know if you would like to stay or continue.
I'm going to continue one more time.
Billy, you got a two. I'm putting your new number in the chat. Please let me know if you would like to hit or stay.
I'm going to stay.
Okay. Miranda, I will put your total in there. Would you like to hit or stay?
Hit.
Miranda, you have a five. There's your new total in your chat. Would you like to hit or stay?
Stay.
Alex, I will be putting your total in your chat. Would you like to hit or stay? If you go over 21, you will bust.
Hit.
Alex, are you with us? Alex. Alex has left the building. We're messaging him to see if he's still around.
Damn Germans.
He's
okay,
here.
He says he's still here. Let me mute him and bring him back on. Alex, are you still there? Alex,
he can just answer.
Okay, Alex, we can't hear you. If you'll type in your chat whether you want to stay or hit. Alex is choosing to hit. Alex revealed a 4. I'm getting your new total in your chat. Alex, please tell me if you would like to stay or hit. And Alex chose to stay. I know, Alex. I'm working on that. Hey, Alex, I'm going to hang up on you. Why don't you try coming back into the call, okay? And I'll give the results here, and we'll fill you. Susan will fill you in on the chat. Okay, the scores are in. 2 of you have tied. And, 2 of you have tied, and 2 of you, and then 1 of you has won. Billy, your score was 18. Miranda, you either tied Billy or you won. Miranda, your score was also 18. Congratulations, Alex. You have won part one. So while you're trying to get back on, you will be safe from part one and going into part two of the head of household competition. So Alex is in part one. Billy and Miranda, you will be competing in part two. It will also be trivia based, same rules as before. So I will turn it over to Susan, and Susan will carry us out from there.
Okay, same rules apply. You'll answer in your private chat. I will read it twice, and then we can go from there. Okay. Your first category is going to be music. Who sold T-shirts for Garth Brooks before scoring country hits like Wild Angels and Happy Girl? Again, who sold T-shirts for Garth Brooks before scoring country hits like Wild Angels and Happy Girl?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Miranda and Billy both have 1 point. The correct answer was Martina McBride.
Congratulations, you both have 1 point. We will go to question number two.
Question number two is movies. What movie boasts the immortal Joe Pesci line, "Sure, I've heard of grits. I just actually never seen a grit before"? Again, what movie boasts the immortal Joe Pesci line, "Sure, I heard of grits. I just actually never seen a grit before"?
10, 9, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Billy and Miranda both scored the point. They both got My Cousin Vinny in on time. And if they had to Google that, I'm deeply depressed.
Love that movie.
That's a great
movie.
I need to answer that one.
Okay. Your next question will be Buzz. What singer lost a gig at the Las Vegas Aladdin Hotel after dedicating a song to Fahrenheit 9/11? Again, what singer lost a gig at the Las Vegas Aladdin Hotel after dedicating a song to Fahrenheit 9/11?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I see you both typing.
They both got an answer in.
One of you, and they're both separate answers, so the winner of this will be the winner of part two.
The correct answer was Linda Ronstadt. Congratulations, Miranda. You have won part two.
Miranda has won part two. We're still waiting on Alex. We're going to start his little five-minute timer right here. So you'll have a quick five-minute kind of break as we go into this to kind of talk and to twist. Alex is trying to get back on as we speak. He didn't get it in his folder yet, so we're going to continue to work on that. And we'll be right back. We will play a quick commercial from one of the games that I have already set up in here, and we'll be back soon.
Introducing a new Big Brother game with some old challenges mixed in with a few new ones. Big Brother Scream will take you on a journey through horror movies and television trivia, along with some twists and turns that could turn this killer house upside down. Hold on to your seats, ladies and gentlemen. 16 of you will enter, and by the time this thing is all over, only one of you will be leaving this house alive. Crown the winner of Big Brother Scream. Brought to you by Ryan Barker and Will. Any questions, message Ryan Barker on Facebook at Ryan Barker. Big Brother Scream. 16 go in, only one comes out alive.
Hello?
Awesome. Alex, are you back?
Hello?
We can hear you.
Yay!
Miranda has won part two. So you and Miranda will be competing in part three of this Head of Household competition. The competition is going to be a little different, and I'm being told it's not Ryan Barker's game. Susan, whose game is that?
That is Will Sathersmith and John Sexton's game. You can contact them if you'd like to apply.
Awesome. So that's a little, I'll fix that for our next commercial. All right, so Miranda and Alex, you will be playing in part three of this Head of Household competition. It is another trivia-based game, but it's not questions. Here's how this is going to work. I have gone on before and created a bunch of different sound effects. These are random sound effects that I have got in here. I have 8, 9 sound effects that are prepared into my little thing here. Same as before, I will play the sound effect. You will have 10 seconds to type in the chat what the sound effect you think it is. If you get a correct point, you will get a correct point if you get it correct. The first to three, if at this end we don't have any scores or we are tied, I have a tiebreaker question ready. Do you both understand?
Yes.
Now, we are going with the exact way I downloaded the sound effect, and we are going with the correct name that the person that titled the sound effect is. Here we go. First sound effect coming in 3, 2, 1. I'll play it again. Please answer in the chat.
Oh, my God.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3. I see Alex typing. 2.
I have no fucking idea. I'm just taking a wild guess.
Okay. Miranda guessed a teapot. Alex guessed a geyser. The correct answer was an air freshener can.
Wow.
So neither of you, I would have taken aerosol can or air freshener can, but neither of you got that correct. So we're going to our second sound effect, coming up in 3, 2, 1. I'll play it. Waiting on one answer. Okay, Alex said race car. Miranda said airplane. The correct answer was airplane. Miranda, you have 1 point.
Oh.
Your next sound is coming in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, shit. What does that?
3, 2, 1. 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You both guessed Bell, and that was a bell. So Miranda is at 2. Alex is at 1. Your next sound effect coming in 3, 2, 1. Playing it again in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, whatever.
And
excuse me.
I have an answer from I have an answer from both of you. Alex guessed a lawnmower. Miranda guessed a cow. The correct answer was a frog croaking.
What the
wow.
fuck?
So neither of you got it right. Your next sound effect coming in 3, 2, 1. I'll play it again. And one more time since that one was short. I need an answer in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
No freaking clue.
Okay. Miranda said something, and Alex said a bag of M&M's.
I don't know.
The correct answer was a mouse trap.
What?
A mouse trap.
It sounds like a bag of candy, to be honest. Like,
I wouldn't know what a mouse trap sound makes.
These were all downloaded from the Real Sound Effects Library on Podcast Sound Effects. So these are just people that they created and put in. But our next question, we're at the score of Miranda 2, Alex 1, and your next sound effect in 3, 2, and this one has to be exact. 3, 2, 1. I am looking for an item. 3, 2, 1.
I don't know if that's considered an item or not. Oh, is it okay? Can you only guess once? Because I think I know now.
You have 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Miranda said a cannon. Alex said TNT. The correct answer that I was looking for was grenade.
TNT,
oh, come
grenade.
On.
TNT, grenade, they are two separate items.
Do you not appreciate AC/DC songs? That's not okay.
But both of you guys did say thunder for your first answer.
Yeah, both of you had thunder at first and changed it when I said an item, so I thought that would help out a little bit. Okay, your next one coming in 3, 2, 1. Miranda, you said a typewriter. Alex, you said a typewriter. You are both correct with 3 points. Miranda, congratulations. You have won the final head of household.
Congratulations, Miranda.
Congrats.
Yeah.
So, Miranda, you get the decision of who you would like to take to the final two with you. And with that being said, I will give both nominees a chance to ask why they should be taken. Billy, I'll let you go first.
Well, like I said, I have been vocal about my position in the game. I feel like you have played the better game, so you would win over either of us, but I feel like you have a better chance of winning unanimously against me. Even with, even if you think Bree will vote me, I say she might vote you. That's my opinion.
Alex?
Well, I disagree with what Billy said. I'm pretty sure if you take him, you would not win unanimously. Simply for the fact that, I don't know, it's just, Bree doesn't seem like the type of person that would not vote her boyfriend.
Yes, she
so,
is.
I believe that if you take me to the end, you have a way better shot at winning, considering I didn't win shit, and I was nominated 3 times in a row now without doing anything. So, yeah.
Miranda, if you'd like to ask them any questions, you can, or you can cast your vote whenever you are ready.
I guess I want to ask Billy why he thinks Bree would vote me over him, because if it was my understanding, they're in a relationship.
Because Bree has pointed out in minis before that she would actually do anything to screw me over. It is true. I'm not trying to, like, suck you into bringing me to the end. She has done stuff like that before. I don't know. I've been very vocal this game. I know I'm not going to get Daniel's vote, even if it was me and Alex. But I just feel like you have a better chance of winning, especially if Alex would probably vote you, because I didn't do shit either.
Miranda, any other questions?
You're one of
HOH. This is hard for me because I usually, like, stick with my word, but after talking with a friend today, I'm going to change up my strategy and not play a loyal game, so I'm going to take Billy.
Alex, I'm sorry. That means you have been, by a vote of one, evicted from the Big Brother house. But you don't have to go on mute. I will bring Bree and Daniel back. Bree and Daniel, welcome back. We are at a final two where a shocking decision just happened. And Miranda decided to take Billy to the final two, evicting Alex. We'll see if that will be a game-winning decision or not. I will start by letting Billy and Miranda both make opening statements, and then we will go to allowing you for questions. I will mute everybody who's not speaking, and I will bring you on when it is your time. Miranda, you won the final 808, so would you like to go first, or would you like Billy to go first in an opening statement?
I will go first.
Awesome. Go ahead whenever you're ready.
I won most of the comps, especially when my back was up against the wall and I needed to pull a win. I mean, I know I told Alex I would take him, but I'm not 100% sure that he would take me. This is a mini. This isn't like a long, drawn-out game. If it was like a long, drawn-out game, I would have stayed loyal to who I had said I would stay loyal to.
Awesome. Thank you, Miranda. We'll be putting you on mute for the time being, and we'll be bringing Billy back on.
Hi.
Billy, make your opening
statement.
Yes, you can hear me, right?
Yes. All right. Well, my opening statement is I was 120% sure Miranda was going to take Alex over me.
Honestly, I think we all were.
I'm pretty sure we all were. I think more, even if it was kind of her friend convincing, I feel like my argument was able to propel me to the end. I know I don't have Daniel's vote, so this is more Bree and Alex. I didn't win the competitions, but I was able to stay social enough to make it to the end. So if I get the vote to win, thank you. If not, Miranda, you played a great game. You deserve to win. Namaste.
Namaste. Okay, we'll be putting you on mute, Billy, and we'll be bringing on our first juror to answer the questions. Daniel, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Wow, awesome. Daniel, we were sad to see you go first, but you now get the chance to ask questions and approach the jury, or approach the final two. So whenever you're ready, you can approach your questions, and I will bring them off of mute once you ask.
Okay. Now, my vote isn't 100% guaranteed at this point. It's only like 99.9% guaranteed. So there is that slim chance that my mind might not be made up. So, Billy, can you explain to me why I should stab the woman who's sitting 2 feet to my left in the back?
Billy, you are off mute now.
I mean, before the game started, she approached me and wanted me to make a final three deal with her and Bree, which I'm pretty sure you knew about. Wouldn't surprise me if you did. She mentioned to me that you two don't usually work well together in games, so it would keep the tradition up if you didn't. If not, I'm not going to have any hard feelings, and it's entirely your decision.
Awesome. Daniel, do you have a question for Miranda?
What's for dinner tomorrow?
I didn't get his vote.
Miranda, your
question? It depends on how you vote.
Very good answer.
I like the answer.
Very good answer. Thank you, Daniel. We will put you on mute. You can cast your vote whenever you're ready, or you can hear the rest of the juror's questions. All right, we'll be bringing on the next evicted house guest, Bree. Bree, are you still with us?
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes.
Okay, so I have nothing to say to Billy. Miranda, I do have a question for you. If Billy wasn't in this video, would you have stuck with what I asked you?
I can't hear you. You're cutting in and out.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I asked who should I get into final two because we're the only girls. Would you like stuck with that if like Billy wasn't in this game?
Absolutely.
Thanks, Billy. Way to go. Goodbye.
Huh.
All right. Thank you.
I told you.
Thank you, Bree. We're putting you back on mute. Alex, as the most recent evicted house guest, we will now ask you to address the juror or the final two and give your opening or your question.
That's so fun. I play these games as Sandra usually, which means if I do give my word, I stick to it. And if I get betrayed, I turn into your biggest fucking nightmare that you can imagine walking down the street at 3 a.m. in the morning. So, Miranda, I have a question for you. You said that your decision was influenced by outside influence. Did I understand that correctly?
Yes and no. I had a conversation with Warren, actually, earlier today about orgs and how I'm not getting too far because I play too loyal and everything else. And he told me, well, you need to change up your strategy a little. He goes, especially in mini. And that's what I did.
So you changed your strategy at the very final eviction possible?
No, I changed my strategy once I realized Cody wasn't in the game.
Okay, because I didn't see a lot of strategy besides winning competitions all the time. But, I mean, physical game counts because you saw Mike win Survivor even though his social game sucks. So, if you do win the game, congratulations. But since I said I'm Sandra and I don't like when the word is being cut, I will vote that way. Good luck to both of you.
Thank you, Alex. Alex, Bree, and Daniel, please cast your vote in your private chat. While you're doing that, we will bring everybody back on. If y'all could want your votes cast, if you could not type, so there's not a whole lot of background noise. We're going to ask a couple of quick questions, and then we'll wrap this sucker up. Only took about an hour, so I'm pretty proud of the time on it. But here's a question that I have, and it's for all of you. This is a test, obviously. We are looking at doing these every month, but doing a different game. So, like, Big Brother this month, Survivor next month, different things, a different aspect. What did you think of the game as a whole, only having five people? What do you think we could change about it? And did you enjoy it? And, yeah, so we will ask those questions. We'll go by – we'll start with the final two. Miranda, why don't you go first?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Background. Oh, no problem. What did you think? Yeah, I'll go ahead and mute everybody again, and I'll bring them back on one by one as I ask the question. The questions are, what did you think of the game as a whole, the small cast, and anything we can do to change it to make it better for next time?
I really liked it, and obviously playing with a significant other made it difficult for me, but I really liked the game as a whole, and it was definitely challenging.
Awesome. Thanks, Miranda. All right, I'm going down my list. Bree, what did you think of the game as a whole, being a small game, and what if you could do anything different if you didn't make the final two, what would you do different?
Okay. Yeah, I would do, like, no, like, relationships in these games. It, like, really messed up. Like, it would mess up people's games. I like for like POV with all like trivia questions. I feel like you can do like some trivia questions and then do like a different type of like other trivia. You say it out loud so the contestants can like be part of like say it out loud so everybody can hear them and
Yeah, and we had thought about that, or I had thought about that and talked about it. My problem is making sure I understood. If everybody's saying the answer at first, how do I guarantee? And we're working on some ways to maybe make some buzzers or numbers or things like that. But thanks for your advice, and we'll bring you back on in a second. Billy, what did you think of the game as a whole, being a smaller game? And, if you could change anything about your gameplay, would you have changed anything? You made the final two, so probably not.
I would have actually done a lot better in comps, because apparently that's what declares a winner. But one thing for you that I would change is you kind of had two couples in the game, and it kind of left Alex or Cody, it would have been as the odd man out. So either kind of limit who you let in the game or make it six players, so, you know, that fit that odd person out has a better chance.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. We kind of had to go with who we could get to apply for this one. We're hoping more people apply. We will be having another one next Saturday. If you would like to apply for it, please message me or Susan on Facebook. That's just kind of how the cookie crumbled on this. It only allows me to have six extra co-hosts at a time, so that's why we're doing the five-person limit in that aspect. But I still thought it was interesting to see how that swing vote would kind of make a play. So I do agree with the couple statement, but that's kind of the hand we were dealt tonight. But thanks for playing, and we'll see your fate here in a second.
Yep.
Daniel, bringing you back on. What did you think of the game as a whole? And what would you have done differently if you could have?
I thought it was interesting. It's definitely a good, cool concept. And I wish I could have played a little bit more. Returnee, tough.
definitely thinking about
but, it. But I would say the trivia contest, like they were saying, and something needs to be changed about that, because it's just like who can Google the best. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. And I was trying to make the 10 seconds to cut out the Googling, but we've already, that's something we're talking about back and forth that we are trying to address on how to make some different variety of competition. So we do agree with that. So thanks. And we'll bring you back on here in a second. And finally, Alex, you're a host. You host lots of games. This is a five-person game, a little smaller than what you're used to. What'd you think of the game as a whole?
You know, obviously, from the perspective of the odd man out, obviously, I did use it as a strategy, because I basically threw every single competition that there was to throw, because if I made it to the end, I could have said I didn't backstab anyone, and I kept my word to everyone, so I could have adapted. But I do think if it's a five-person game, it's better if everyone is an individual and doesn't have, like, you know, Daniel and Miranda engaged, Lily and Bree, and if every person like is on their own, it would be way more if it blocked that, you know what I'm saying?
All right, I agree, and we're hoping that next week we'll have that all alone, but I think for
but
a five person
fun.
Absolutely.
It
and now before we read the votes, I think for our first one, a five person mini, I think it was kind of insane. I was worried about how a five person mini would play out, but I enjoyed it. Y'all kept it fresh. Y'all kept it interesting. I know the couples were there, but I still think it was a great cast to the end. I mean, Miranda taking out Alex was something I don't think anybody saw coming. I thought it was going to be an Alex-Miranda final two as soon as she won that HOH. So proud of each and every one of you. Congrats to the final two. And let's read some votes. The votes will be announced in no particular order. We will start by revealing Alex's vote. Pull it up here just to make sure. Alex has voted for Billy. So we have one vote Billy, zero votes Miranda, two votes left. The next vote we will reveal is Daniel's. Daniel has voted for Miranda. One vote Billy, one vote Miranda, one vote left. That leaves us to Bree's vote. And Bree has voted and decided for the winner of the first Reality Rules Extreme Mini Mini. Miranda, congratulations. You are the winner of the first Reality Rules Big Brother Mini Mini and have earned your seat to the final finale, which right now is scheduled for 10:31 on Halloween. But because that is Halloween and you'll probably be trick-or-treating with your kids, we might do that earlier in the week or on the Sunday or something a little earlier. So we'll make sure when we get all the winners, we see a schedule that works better for you. So congratulations, Miranda. You have won the first Big Brother Extreme Mini Mini. From nominated every single round, winning veto every single round, I think he definitely earned it. I do have a question for the jury, and in that, I want to know, before we move on, if Miranda takes Alex to the final three, Daniel, your vote stays the same, obviously. You still vote for Miranda?
Yeah.
Billy, do you vote Miranda or Alex?
I probably would have voted Alex. I don't know.
Bree, would you have voted Miranda or Alex? Your vote would have been the same. So Miranda would have won either way, 2-1. Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
She's right. That she would, like, if I would have won HOH, which I threw like everything else, I would have voted her out because she won everything.
yeah, and I kind of expected that and thought that was coming too. So, hey, guys, thank you very much for playing. Do you have any questions for each other or anything? We still have a little bit of time on the show.
I want to thank Bree because it obviously sucks going against your partner in a relationship, and I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and again, when I made this cast, knowing the couples that I had, it was very obvious to me that, you know, I knew Bree has been known to go against Billy. I've never seen Miranda and Daniel go against each other, but I think if they had to progress themselves, I think one of them might have. If Scarola was in this game, I know one of them would have. No, I'm just kidding.
yeah, you got that right.
So I think it was definitely interesting. Thank you all for playing in the first one. I hope we can maybe get some of y'all back again for some of these other games. Hopefully y'all will play again. But thank you. I hope y'all have a great rest of your night. And Miranda, we will be seeing you back at the end of the month for the championship round.
Hey, thank you.
Thank y'all. All right, hanging up on everybody here and bringing it just to me and Susan. Susan, that was a heck of a game, wasn't it? Susan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What did you think of
can
our first extreme? Yes, I can. What did you think of our first extreme mini mini?
I thought it was fun. I mean, there was a couple bugs. We knew going in what was going to be the issues and problems. The couple things I think we asked too late looking for people, so that really wasn't planned either. But all in all, I thought it was great. They had fun. I had fun.
I had a good time, and I thought even with the couples, I thought it worked out very well. I mean, obviously the couples weren't even loyal in the end with Bree casting the vote for Miranda to win when she could have very easily given it to Billy. So I thought it was an interesting twist and an interesting concept and that. But yes, as she said, we did have a little trouble with casting. You have plenty of time. We will be doing another mini-mini next Saturday. This mini only took an hour, so it doesn't take a whole lot of your time. We will consider taking six people possibly, and Susan can listen and still work behind the scenes, or we could do a three-way call, which is a very big possibility to get her in there also. So we are looking. Susan kind of helps me organize these games in the background. So if you're interested in playing in our second Big Brother Mini to win a chance to compete against Miranda in the finals, why don't you message Susan at Susan Camosa on Facebook. She's also posts in the Reality Rules page all the time, so if you see her name on Reality Rules, you can message her on there, and she will help get the cast together for that for next Saturday. Coming up here on Reality Rules, we will have our Survivor recap episode on this Wednesday at our regular time of 10 o'clock. Also, this week, The Voice's last round of blind auditions will be happening, so once we get into the battle rounds on that, we will start some recap episodes on the battle rounds on that. And we're also still looking for commercials for upcoming orgs and also always looking for hosts. I'm going to get Daniel on pretty soon to talk about his win that he just had with his first win. We're looking at some Big Brother rookies. So if you're new to Big Brothers, like I mean a month new, and some veterans that have maybe been playing these games for years, we want to kind of get two of you on and have kind of a question answer back and forth with y'all. So if you're interested in getting on the show in that capacity, please let us know. We're going to be getting Amos on again pretty soon to talk about live games again, as he's beginning to cast for his Survivor Real Foot season 3. So there's a lot happening, a lot going on. And again, thanks to y'all, I want to announce the fact that we have had, this is our fifth episode. And since we've been doing this, we've had 282 listens in five episodes. That's insane. And we can only do that with y'all and with your support. Follow us on Twitter at RealityRules1. And as always, stay real, stay reality. We thank you again. If you would like to play next week, message Susan. Susan, anything you want to say signing off?
Nope. Just message me if you're interested in playing or interested in just being on the show with whatever ideas you may have. We're open to anything. It's not like it has to be just Big Brother and just hosting. Any odd games you have going on, feel free to message Andrew or myself.
Absolutely. Any odd games. And even if you, you know, if there's a reality show that we don't cover and you watch it a lot, talk to us. We're open to ideas. We're me and Susan are pretty open in the evenings. And if that means we have to do three or four episodes a week, as long as the Cubs aren't playing, we'll make it happen, right?
That's right. Yeah, because if my Cubs are playing, I'm sorry. Can't be here.
if the Cubs are playing, then all stories are up. And hey, my Astros won again tonight, so we might be seeing them soon. All right. Thanks very much for listening to Reality Rules. All things reality, all things rules. Make sure you don't get voted out, and we'll see you next time.